Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Tuesday, the 16th of December 2025. Today's topic is Tekel. Our text is taken from Daniel chapter 5, verse 24 to 29. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written, mean, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing, mean, God hath numbered thy kingdom, and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances, and art found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided, and given to the Medes and Persians. Verse 29. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet, and put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him, that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. Key verse. Daniel chapter 5 verse 27. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances, and art found wanting. Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords, and drank wine before 1,000. While he tasted the wine, he took the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God in Jerusalem and drank alcoholic wine and praised the gods of gold, silver, brass, iron, wood and stone. He did all these with his princes, wives and concubines. God was so angry with Belshazzar that while he was drunk, he saw the finger of a man's hand writing on the wall. The writing was mean, Tekel, Upharsin. The meaning and interpretation were revealed by Daniel, whom God used to prove to Belshazzar that he is God. Our focus is on the word, Tekel, which means, thou art weighed in the balances, and art found wanting. Belshazzar was guilty of the offense committed, and God was ready to deal with him. Unfortunately, he did not repent despite the warning. That night, he died and went to eternity unprepared. Do not be like Belshazzar. Do not defile the temple of God with sin. Do not worship any other god apart from the God of heaven. If you are guilty in any of these things, you must repent and God will have mercy on you. Prayer for today. Lord, keep me pure all the time. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 to 17. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.